Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an idea or invention patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to get started, call InventHelp toll-free at 1-800-762-7000. InventHelp is America's largest invention company. Their referrals have helped inventors secure more than 7,000 patents, and they can provide free inventors information for you. Find out how to record your invention's date of origination and get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Get started by calling 1-800-762-7000. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product, you'll want to get this free inventor's information from InventHelp. Find out how to try to patent your invention and submit it to industry. Call now to get your free inventor's information. Call 1-800-762-7000. That's 1-800-762-7000.
Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Drop something on the reset button like
your ride. I've been together 3 years, can't nobody divide us. The mother labor's claiming assignments. You can be my ladder, baby, dare me to climb up. So high up that we're changing the climate. The top, baby, they can't find us. Yeah, we on the road, they can fight the dust as we speed on the road. I must be through with these nappy headed hoes. No trade like Ramsey, no breaking our family. See, we rockin', rollin', rollin' rock. Cause all trust, no strap, like hope to top. TMG, yeah, we all we got. Yeah, I just can't see myself for nobody else but you. I mean, we gon' roll this thing out. We gon' get to the top, I swear. Just me and you. Yeah.
Live. Hey, thanks for rocking with us inside this Empowerment Sunday, June 12th, 2011. 917-889-3926. It's 701 on the East Coast, 401 on the West Coast. This beautiful Empowerment Sunday. All the way live from Norfolk by way of Chesapeake tonight, or maybe Chesapeake by way of Norfolk. Give it up for Domare.
All right. Bony Nachos, what's going on, world?
Bony Nachos. Ooh, Norfolk or Chesapeake tonight? What is it?
Just left out of Norfolk and Chesapeake now. Big ups to Mama Clark and Miss Brenda. Happy birthday. You look beautiful.
No doubt.
Yeah, happy birthday.
No doubt. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. CeeLo. What is it?
What's up? Going on. Good afternoon, morning time.
What's going on? Hey, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. This is bound to be an interesting topic tonight. If your fiance just out of the blue asked you to sign a prenuptial agreement, how would you respond, Domare?
I'm not signing no prenup. What's mine is mine. What's yours is mine. What we get together is mine. Okay, I'm just joking. I'm not signing a prenup, though. That's the truth. That's the God.
Gosh, he ain't
going to
let you say that.
Hey, yeah. We really lost her.
Yes. God, you ain't going to say that. You just a lie.
Hey, that's funny. So, CeeLo, if you
yeah.
got the big tatal prenup
yeah.
pulled up, how are you responding?
Well, it depends.
Try to tell
like
the truth.
For real, because if he didn't have anything, and he's asking me to sign a prenup, I want to know what your plans are then.
What is anything though? What is anything? What do you mean? If he has anything, what do you mean?
If you don't
put a dollar
have,
amount,
like, a dollar amount. All right.
Whether
okay.
I have something or not.
Okay. If you don't have $12 billion. At your disposal. What the hell am
Get
I signing a prenup for? Because I don't want your thousands. And if we're close enough for you to ask me to marry you, you're going to know I don't want your money anyway.
That's
I
not
get
true.
Excited about my own.
That's not true.
I get excited
for
about
men,
my
it's not that serious. Yo, if you feel like you, if I feel like you care about me, you're down for me, you know, Yeah, I'm good. We can learn to love each other.
Right. Okay. Still.
So I'm saying, for a man, at the end of the day, it's really, it doesn't take that much more than a guaranteed, you know.
I wouldn't fight it.
Good romp.
What I'm saying, don't bring me no prenup, and you ain't sitting on nothing.
Well, what is
if you
nothing,
sitting on
though?
Something? If you feel,
if
what are
job.
You? What are you trying to protect? Then my thing is, what are you trying to protect? And
typically, people are trying to protect businesses, assets, you know, assets, estates, you know, property. Typically, that's the only reason why somebody would have a prenup, because of their inheritance, you know, or the potential of an inheritance, an estate that's associated, you know, or some property or, you know, some ownership somewhere.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing, though. That's theirs. So I'm not excited about that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you.
Right,
but
exactly.
Let's bring it back to Friday night, though. All
right,
let's take a pause. We're inside Empowerment Sunday. this is going to be interesting. What are we talking about? We're talking about what if your fiancé, you know, because it could go either way, groom or bride. It could go either way. Because, real, I mean, look at it. Prenups are attached to wealth in some way, shape, or form. No one's going to CeeLo's point, talk about a prenup unless they have something and they want to protect it. Their parents have something and they could potentially inherit it, you know, or they have business or wealth that they're trying to protect. They only want you to go out with what you came in. That's the bottom line on a prenup. We'll be right back. All the way live, before we come back, is Toya out of Newark, Delaware. Welcome to the show.
Hey now, hello, CeeLo, TM, Zomare,
hey,
whomever
baby.
Else. Hey,
baby.
All
right. All right, weird finger.
Hey, Empowerment Sunday, what if your fiancé pulled out a prenup out on you? What you going to do? Hey, we'll be right back. TM, I'm already alive.
I'ma get you quiet, I'ma get you spot. If you dancing for I can help you stop. No, you ain't gotta beg, you get whatever you need. Girl, as long as you happy, then it feels better for me. Got ahead of myself, may I change up the speed? We can take the scenic till we get to that G. Right.
Radio Live, that was Taylor Music Group. It was rain, one knee, yes. We're inside the Empowerment Sundays.
No doubt.
Yeah, and we're talking about if your fiance, you know, presented you with a prenup, would you be offended or would you just go along and sign it? Yeah.
Or would you think they've lost their mind?
They lost their mind.
What do you think, CeeLo? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, don't come to me with a prenup. You don't have anything. I mean, you can. Your beautiful intentions are nice, you know. But I mean, like, don't have me signing no paper for no intentions. But yeah, I mean, if you already had something when we met, whatever. Yeah, I wouldn't be offended because the thing is that there are going to be so many other things that, I mean, just don't be offended when I want one as well, because I'm going to sign on my intentions. I want you to sign one on intentions, because we're about to get it.
That's funny.
So I want what I bring to the table back.
Toya, you get a prenup slapped in front of you. How do you respond?
First, I laugh. But I'll sign it. Sure, not a problem. But we're going to make some adjustments to it. Put a few clauses in there. It's not going to be just on your terms. I'll sign it, but it's going to be a mutual agreement.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, we're going to, you pull out your paper, and I'm like, okay, I got my paper. Let me jot down some things.
Right.
Well,
I mean
to me,
it just seems like it's a lack of trust there, somewhat.
Yeah.
How do you? But hey, you can keep what you had prior to. But anything that you acquire while we're together, oh, it's fair game.
Yeah, and that, you're right, and that's my point right there, Toy. Is like, you know, that's fine initially, but you know what I'm saying, we're about to get it after that, so it doesn't even, you know. Whatever.
I mean,
that would be,
what you got me signing the paper for, it could be nothing compared to what we're about to do.
Yeah.
I mean, so
yeah,
the same rules apply.
Right.
Yeah, the same rules apply. I just asked my husband if he would sign a prenup. You know, if we weren't married, would you sign a prenup? And he said, nope. I said,
no.
Why? You wouldn't sign a prenup? He said, no, I would not, and went right on downstairs, paid me no mind.
Ah.
He wouldn't sign a prenup either. Yeah,
so
I mean, it's both ways. I just think that, I mean, anything you have prior to us, that's fine. I'm not offended. Fine. I'm still going to get what I want regardless while we're married. So,
okay.
Right.
So what if he or what if she, what if you had, you know, $2.5 million in the bank and homie or homegirl, you know, is coming from, you know, the other side of the tracks? Do you think about, you know, what could go down, and if they could walk away with half, do you think about that with $2.5 million in the bank?
Yeah, but the thing is that, like, it goes down to the type of person you are as well, because if you feel more powerful when you have a lot of money and you're disregarding of people, you know, and their feelings or whatever, you because of the money you have, you're going to lose it anyway, no matter who signs the paper. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to last long. And so it's like one of those.
Well, there's a passage in the Bible that talks about gaining the world and losing your soul. So we know there's no good in that.
Right. And then also, I mean, if you want to quote the Bible, when you become wealthy,
I ain't trying to quote the Bible.
Separate yourself. No,
but,
I'm saying, but like you're supposed to, when you become wealthy, you're supposed to separate yourself from the world. So, like, in the same sense. So, hopefully, when you choose, regardless of if it's the women that have the money or the men that have the money prior to, hopefully you're choosing someone based off of the happiness that y'all create together. And, you know what I'm saying, the totality of that, and not just, I have money and you are just here to entertain me. That's when they'll have you sign a prenup.
Yeah, okay. So let's rewind Friday night. We were talking about Miss Kardashian, right?
Yeah.
We were talking about the fact that Miss Kardashian is engaged. $2 million rock,
yeah,
you know, flaunting it through LAX last week, right? My man Brett Lockett, New England, says he smashed. She says, "You're lying. We don't believe you, Kim." All
no,
of a sudden,
you don't believe Kim. I
all
believe
of a sudden,
Kim.
All of a sudden, prenup from the fiance. Is that fair? Should
no.
she sign it?
Isn't she worth more than him? I would think she's worth more than him.
Right.
So
I
mean,
she
would have a prenup
what?
Also.
It shouldn't be a problem.
Keep your little nickel and dime. Yeah,
I wouldn't care. She's
exactly.
getting money
keep
regardless. Why would she
dime.
Care? Yeah.
Right. He's getting more famous messing with her.
I mean,
nobody
knows
who he was.
To me, a prenup means there's a possibility that you're not going to be there forever. What are we getting married for? If you're not going to be there forever.
Well,
that's
you know.
I mean, so it's a possibility that we may break up, and if we break up, this is yours, we break up on this for this reason, this is yours, this is mine. But if we're supposed to be married to death do us part for real, why implant that thought in your mind? Because once you implant it in your mind, it will eventually work itself out. Don't even.
Hello?
See? Yeah, look, I told you, God, I don't want you saying that, girl. No, I'm just playing.
No, her phone's been messed up all that. But, I think it's a lack of trust. Anybody that you've been with and you care about, you trust them, you love them, I would think that you wouldn't believe that they would do anything to take from you. You know, they wouldn't purposely just marry you just to take from you. But,
yeah, but
I mean,
not everybody gets married. Not everybody gets married because of love. I mean,
right,
some
and people
get
know
married
that.
Because of the good partnership. Some people get married because of the way their other partner looks. I mean, some prenuptial. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, CeeLo. I was just going to say that's true, and that's probably why prenups are presented. But, you know.
I mean, some guys have it in there, or some couples. We'll have it in there. You know, part of the prenup is that the wife can't gain more than 20 pounds throughout their marriage. You know, if they gain weight, they can they're breach a contract. Or if the husband gains weight or becomes unattractive, you know.
Really?
That breach a contract.
Yeah, people put all this in their prenup.
Right. So that's what I mean. Like, that's all that is, like stating this is the contractual agreement prior to us getting together, because I understand what Didi's saying, but the thing is that people do that in regular relationships. I mean, that's the whole point of getting married, is to take that one step up and say, okay, now we're going to join everything together, but not really.
Parents, when you're ready,
hey.
Parents, are you going to present your fiance with a prenup?
Hey, let me tell you something. I had not even thought about a prenup really until Friday night. This is no joke. But at the end of the day, I mean, I see an opportunity to really just make sure that you evaluate your relationships really closely, because you want to make sure that you're with somebody who's down for you for the long haul and not who trying to, you know, just gank you, right? I mean, you know, come in and rob you. But at the same time, hey, it causes me to think. Hey, let's go to the phones right quick. Let's do we take a break. Area code 704, last four digits, 9697. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Chioma, Tampa, Florida.
What's going on, Chioma?
Hi,
Florida.
How are you?
What's going on? What's good? Hey, Chioma, if your fiance asks you to sign a prenup, how's it going down? You signing it? Or you like?
That would be the last day of our relationship. He would be my ex fiance after that.
All right.
Because, I mean, you can't go into a relationship planning the end of the relationship.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to last. And besides, if we go into the marriage without any prenup, and if we're having troubles, he has an incentive to make it work. But, you know, because it might be, you know, he might be thinking to himself, it's cheaper to keep her. So whatever we're going through,
right,
he'll make sure it works. But if he has a prenup already, then he might just cut his losses and move on. But I think it's an insult for somebody to give me a prenup. And besides, you know, he should be willing and happy to give me everything he has, okay?
Hey, that's right. I get it. Hey, we'll be right back. Hey, thanks, Yoma.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Money.
WHAC. You are tuned into TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this Empowerment Sunday, where we're discussing prenuptials. I think Domare and CeeLo said they wouldn't sign one. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it. We have to put a few clauses in there. But my question is there such thing as a postnuptial?
I know that's right. Okay.
I like that.
Can I draw paperwork after the fact?
I think you can. I think you can. If you contact a lawyer, I think it's possible. Yeah.
Why would you want
midway.
A postnuptial.
A postnuptial.
Well, why would you want to do that?
I wouldn't want to do that. I'm just putting it out there. Like,
that's a divorce degree.
Oh wow.
I was just saying I'm getting ready to get it and I don't want to give it to you. I wasn't saying we had to break up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let's see what that dude out in Virginia Beach, Virginia, has to say tonight regarding the topic. Welcome Sincere to the show, everybody.
Hey Sincere.
Hey, Sincere.
What's up?
What's good, brother?
Hey,
if your fiance asked you to sign a prenup when you went home tonight, how would you respond?
I'd sign it.
But no problem. Is this post or is this pre?
It's mid. Shit.
I told you. Shit. Midpoint.
I'm just gonna put it like this. There's nothing in this world that, and this gonna sound chauvinist as fuck, but there's nothing in this world that a female has that I want from her after we go our separate ways. I don't need her money. Don't need her property. I mean, the way I look at it, whatever we came in with, walk out with. If I made money off my own business and you didn't invest in my business, then you shouldn't get anything from my business. All this, I supported you, but did you do some work? Support, you can stay home and clap and cheer in the background. That's like straight bullshit.
Exactly. What did you do? Postnuptial. See, I knew I wasn't crazy. You taking a postnuptial home?
That postnuptials don't work in the state of California.
Okay, that's community poverty.
You just trimmed up, you know. And then Virginia is even worse because everything is for women in Virginia. So,
it is not. No, it's not.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
No, it's not.
If I was to go file child support on some chick, I'd probably get a $50 a month check.
You know what?
Same chick funny. Turn around, file child support on me, she gets $5,000.
Hey, stand by for me, Sincere. Area code 813, last four digits, 3931. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. World is yours.
Keila McCaskill, Tampa, Florida.
Keila, check it in. Tampa's in the building. Hey, Keila, if you were slapped with a prenup, how you responded?
I would sign the prenup and offer my own to protect my own assets.
That's right.
All right.
So I would sign one with a few exclusions and a few additions. So
okay.
I'll modify the document, but I would definitely sign it.
I know, that's right. You said I'm going to modify that document.
All right.
Because I see it as an asset protection tool also. I mean, I can't control the actions of someone that I love, but in the event that this does happen, though it's not millions of dollars, maybe I inherited some property or I inherited someone else's estate. And in my state, if I'm married, then it's possible that my spouse becomes the next heir or could inherit half, and I don't want to go through that when I inherited someone else's hard work and labor. You know what
money.
I mean? I would do that. I would sign it to protect that part of the asset. Now, anything that we acquire in the marriage, then I don't have a problem with what happens with that, but I do have a problem with anything that was either given to me or extended to me as a result of being in a certain family lineup or whatever, but I would protect my own assets and then anything we earn together, we can hash it out however, but I would sign it with no objection.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's 7:34. We'll be right back.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property. Though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very private. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was conceived at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a white or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God, asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a white or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God, asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a white or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm flipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And these are only good thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven is so far away. Yeah. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, son. All you gotta do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness. Every time I step in the church as a white or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a failure. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. Coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. In Baghdad, it is 2:39 a.m. In Tokyo, it's 8:39 in the a.m. Out in London, it's 12:39 in the a.m. Hey, thanks for rocking with us. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. 917-889-3926. Inside Empowerment Sunday, June 12th, tonight we are discussing the interesting topic. If your fiance asked you to sign a prenuptial agreement, how would you respond? Shioma out in Tampa said she'd be totally offended. It'd be the last day of that relationship. Shioma, you would just drop it cold turkey, regardless of how long you've been together?
Because that means he doesn't trust me. And if we don't have trust going in, then we don't have hope. And besides, the man is supposed to be happy to share his wealth. I mean, that's the way it should work. He should be happy to support me. I'm sharing my life with him, you know,
that's right.
Supporting him and making him better. So money shouldn't be what he's thinking about. Actually, what his should be mine. That's the way it works.
Sincere.
That's the way
so you
God
disagree
made
with that?
It. That's the way,
that's the
God,
way God made,
made
it.
It. Yes,
sincere.
He's supposed to be taking care of me and giving me, and I'll be on the receiving end forever.
Forever.
I'll give him other things, though, moral support. You know, I don't have to be out there working, but, you know,
yeah.
He that finds a wife finds a good thing. So the
that's
fact
right.
that, you know, he found me, that's a good thing. That's a blessing. And you can't put a dollar amount on that blessing. So he shouldn't be worried about his money because I'm making his life better.
All right. Hey, that's strictly from the foundation of the word.
Exactly.
Hold on. How y'all going to do the Bible into that?
Hey, I'm just recapping the commentary there.
Okay, well, let me recap. That came from Gold Diggers 5.
What we get out of here with that?
Gold Diggers.
Hold on.
You are in the wrong lines then on this.
And I swallowed that pill. I'm quiet. He who finds a wife finds a good thing, but he who finds a gold-digging wife finds a bad thing. But the whole thing. When you are my wife, yeah, I'm going to take care of you, I'm going to provide for you. But the second that you hand me paper and say you want out, what I have is mine. I don't have to take care of you for the rest of your life. If you're a woman, most women say they want to holler out the independent thing, but then when they want to leave, they want to take everything that man got, including the kids and the dog. So just because I marry you and you cook a nice meal, you give me good sex, you pay my bills with my money, don't mean when you want to end this mess that you still take my money, unless you still going to cook for me and still give me good sex.
Well, you know, I'm assuming it's going to be the woman that ends the relationship. Most of the time, it's the guy that ends the relationship.
No,
whoever brings up the prenup is already thinking about, you know, a backup plan, leaving the relationship, and you're not even in it already. How can you be planning for the end of the relationship and you're not even in, you haven't even started your marriage?
But you just ended it just because he put a piece of paper saying, look, baby, you know, I love you. But just in case one day you come to me and say you want out, I want my money to stay. You can go. But
no,
I
still have
to
maintain the
know,
lifestyle that I'm
leave.
Accustomed to while we're in marriage, you know?
No. If you don't want the man, you don't want the lifestyle. That's my take on it.
Good gracious.
Wow. If you don't want the man, you don't want the lifestyle. Because, I mean, obviously, because, see, most women, and this is what happens, most women, they go from the good dude to the bad dude because they thinking they fall for the grass is green on the other side thing. They see the dude pull up in the club parking lot with a Mercedes and don't even check to see if he's living with his mama because he's paying for that Mercedes. So you
right.
get out the house from this big old house with this dude who always works, so you leave him because he can't give you time. But he give you the lifestyle but can't give you the time you're looking for. So you find a dude who can give you the time, and most times this guy that can give you the time is a bum. He has no ambition. Anybody with too much time has nothing. Anybody with no time can be up in your face all the time.
I see the idle mind is a devil's workshop.
Yeah.
Hey, you sit around, you just got to sit around and create things, dude.
So the whole support your lifestyle, if you want that lifestyle, you will abide by your vows and stay with your husband through better and worse.
Yeah. Let's take another phone call. Hey, stand by for me, Sincere. Hey, area code 202, last four digits, 4083. Tell us your name. Where you calling from, brother?
Hey, this is Coop calling.
Coop.
Hey.
If your fiance asks you to sign a prenup, what's going down?
Hey, I would do it because if I'm the one with more, I would ask her to sign one. But it just depends on what the circumstances are, how it's all written out. Because in a perfect world, you're not supposed to think about the prenup because, you know, you're supposed to be about love and everything. But in reality, we all have been in relationships where everything was just A-OK, and you wouldn't think you would ever need any kind of legal protection at in the end. But in the end, when them emotions change and you get angry at each other, you wish that you had the prenup, whether you're a male or a female. You wish that you had it because, say you're a female and the guy has all this money and he's like, okay, we're getting a divorce and I'm not giving you nothing and you gotten used to this lifestyle. But you could have had a prenup in the beginning where it says, okay, he's worth $100 million, but if we get divorced, you can walk away with $1 million. I mean, that's not a lot of what is money, but at least you're going to walk away with something. Or say you're a female and you're the one worth more, and then in the end he just was in like what's the lady, Terry Miller. She marries a guy, turns out to be gay, he divorces her, wants to take some of her money. But in the beginning, if she had a prenup, he couldn't take that.
Yeah. Right. Hey, Coop from Washington, D.C. Hey, 917-889-3926. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Oh, to feel your touch. Tell me, boy, just what you want, and I'll do it, whatever you want.
I love how you move, I love how you groove, I love how you look at me, I know just what to do. So don't keep me waiting, don't keep on playing with me, baby. I'm just saying, you got me anticipating you.
You got me anticipating you. You got me anticipating you.
Here on the East Coast, and you're tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this Empowerment Sunday. And bringing you our positive, uplifting empowerment segment is the one and only Mr. TM Hyman himself.
What's good, everyone? Hey, thanks for rocking with us tonight. Inside this Empowerment Sunday, June 12th. Again, happy birthday to my mama and her twin sister. I just want to talk to you tonight about the importance of effectively communicating. We have to learn how to look beyond just, you know, what we know as communicating, but we got to learn how to connect. Start connecting is really the focus of tonight's topic. Consider the following areas of communication, and you'll really understand the enormity to really how important it is to learn how to connect with people. Writing. Learn how to really write concisely using vocabulary that makes people completely understand what you're talking about. Sometimes you have to pull out a dictionary, a thesaurus, use Wikipedia to make sure you understand the context in which words should be used. Reread, you know, your point of view or the point of view or the information that you're trying to share from the recipient's perspective. You know, just make sure, ask yourself a series of questions to make sure that what you're trying to communicate is not misunderstood. Often people write emails, send memos, write formal letters, and they are offbeat from what they really were trying to communicate. Don't be afraid to let somebody edit your draft, specifically if it's important to you. Writing. Going on to speaking. When you speak, you have to be eager to share the ideas, thoughts, and feelings that are important to your audience quickly. People aren't going to give you a whole lot of time to speak, specifically if they are resourceful, influential people. You know, experts in communication emphasize what it is that they're trying to inform people about, enlighten people about, motivate people, stimulate, whatever they're trying to do, they do it quick. Get in and get out. Learn how to speak eloquently, expressing your point, the information, your motivation, your stimuli quickly. And then you got to listen. In today's global market, the creation of interpersonal partnerships require astute listening. I'm talking skillful listening. You have to master listening. This is difficult for most people. Most people just want to speak, but they're never listening. Listening offers so many benefits and you know, has no downsides whatsoever. Before each discussion, prepare yourself to be a better listener and then assess your success afterwards by going over your notes. It'll help you to understand if you really were listening. Make it happen by clearly demonstrating your eagerness to connect to those with whom you want to keep in touch. When you do that, it quickly becomes reciprocal. Hyman with your empowerment moment. I'm talking to you about learning how to connect. We'll be right back.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
Ah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, now. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Yeah, I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cause this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I pop his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shy. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could be. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling. 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 Now. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I with your G. And I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. The regular life. My life was like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
WHACTM, how am I ready to go live? Hey, it's 7:59. Where I am here in Tampa, Florida, 7:59 in New York City. Hey, you gotta love the Urban Dictionary. Hey, thank God, you know, for real dictionaries. But hey, I appreciate even the Urban Dictionary. Hey, prenup in the Urban Dictionary. Always a good decision, whether a man or a woman. Someone is going to get half of your stuff and they didn't work for and don't deserve if you don't get one of these. If I'd have a prenup, I'd still have my car and a place to live. That's the definition for a prenup. Urban Dictionary. Gotta love it. 917-889-3926. That was Overdose. I'm rolling. 8 p.m. on the East Coast. 5 p.m. out there in L.A. Hey, what's going on? I see folks are listening from all over the place. We got Shioma hanging out with us from Tampa, Florida tonight. We got my man Sincere hanging out from Vibe Beach. Coop, Washington, D.C. Keela McCaskill, also coming out of Tampa. You got the Angel, CeeLo, Charlotte, North Carolina. Domare, Chesapeake, V.A., Toya, Newark, Delaware. Hey, thanks for rocking, everybody. And I see New Orleans is checking in. Connecticut is checking in. Again, New York. You got the Bronx. You got Brooklyn. You got Tennessee checking in. You got Phoenix checking in. Hey, thanks, everybody. We appreciate your support. Okay, so everybody's offended. Well, not everybody. A lot of y'all just going to sign the prenup, you understand. But the majority of y'all are offended by this prenup tonight.
Yep. Why?
I'm not offended. I'm just not going to sign it. I'm not offended at all. I'm just not
Leave it up to Domare.
Yeah, and the way my mind, I'm just not going to sign it. I'm going to go ahead and call it quits because apparently I made a bad judgment in person. That's how I personally feel, and vice versa. If I would have thought to ask him for a prenup, but I wouldn't. But, yeah, I'm not going to sign that, and I'm not offended, and it's okay. And we just going to keep on moving.
Right. But let me ask a scenario question. Again, money. You have to have something in order to want a prenup. Right? If you marry in to money, if you find out along the way that somebody that you're getting to know has money, is that not necessarily an issue, but is that not now a big deal in the relationship? Be honest.
A big
deal. Well, yeah, it's going to be a big deal, but at the same time, I mean, money isn't the foundation of our relationship. I'm more stuck on
but
the fact that
doesn't it become the foundation of the relationship at some point?
No, it doesn't.
Money
no,
is
it
just
doesn't.
A tool.
No.
It's for spending. It's not the foundation. People can have money and you can't spend them. If you love somebody, you love them because whether they have
but
money
why
or
do
not.
A lot of people stay in relationships in which they can't stand the individual? Why
right.
are they there? It's because
of
money.
Because of a lifestyle.
Money
doesn't
hurt.
Not so much of a lifestyle.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes people just come, they may not like the person, they may not be unhappy, but they just don't want to go through starting over.
Exactly.
Exactly.
the life.
I just don't feel like putting up with anybody else. I'll just sit here and settle for you.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So Sincere, what I just heard is cool. What I just heard is it's for the money.
No, I didn't say anything about it being for the money. That person may have their own money. I didn't say it was for the money. People can stay with someone just because they like having someone around. They may not necessarily be in love with that person, but they just like to have someone there, someone around. They're comfortable with having someone there.
And the lifestyle
They may have their own money. They may have their own money. That person, that man or woman may have their own money. They just want companionship.
Is that typical?
But they
though?
Just don't want to start over.
Is that typical?
I know people who have money and they're just comfortable with who they are with who they're with because they don't want to start over. And then they have to learn somebody again and then they have to worry about protecting what they have and the person that they're with, they don't have to worry about doing that.
And
but it doesn't mean
that
they're staying with somebody for somebody else's money. They have their own.
Okay.
And the main point I want to make again is this. If
if there's no prenup, everybody has a vested interest to make it work, you know, because you don't want to lose everything. So you're going to stay and make it work. If you have a prenup,
that's not true.
It's easy to walk away.
Seriously. That's not true.
Some guys say because it's cheaper to keep her, and that makes them stay. And
yeah, but that can make the woman more willing to walk away.
Exactly.
Because we don't have anything,
well,
so I may as well leave.
But you know what? I'm not for anybody walking away. If you make the decision to marry somebody, hopefully you're marrying that person without planning about walking away or leaving that person. You should go into a relationship believing that it's for better and for worse and it's going to last forever. If you're going into a relationship already planning that it won't last forever, then you don't stand a chance. That's how I look at it. You can't just start a brand new marriage just think, okay, yeah, this. Let me just plan because you're going to get divorced soon. That's not how you start your life.
But I don't think that's what me and Sincere are saying. What we're saying is that what you're saying, I respect what you're saying, and in a perfect world, it works out fine. But like I said, we all have seen relationships that started out fine, but in the end, when that anger gets in, even if it's like child custody or it's like or anything, you've seen people that have good relationships, but when that emotion gets in, whether the mother or the father might not want the other parent to see the child. Even though they were head over heels in love when it started. So how do you think it is when it's money? I had a female that I was dating one time, and she was going through a divorce that was taking like 4 years back and forth to court. And I heard her say that it wasn't about money with her and her ex, but we started talking about the whole Michael Jordan thing when him and his wife were getting divorced, and she said the words out of her mouth were, because that's the only pain that men understand. And if,
wow.
In the beginning, they were probably deeply in love. They had 3 kids, everything, house, had rental properties and everything. But when that emotion got in at the end, she probably wouldn't have signed a prenup in the beginning either. But when that emotion got in the end, the only pain that she knew how to inflict was financial pain.
And that's a
wow.
Vindictive. See, everybody on this conversation, with the exception of me and Coop and TM, which happen to be the only men on this conversation, are living in the fantasy world. I mean, granted, you want to go into a relationship thinking something's going to last forever. Nothing during this day and age lasts forever. And just like Coop just said, at the end, when it comes down to it, I mean, I'm talking from experience. I've been through it. Love to the death. She loves me, so she stayed. But when it came down to it, her only way to hurt me was first try to take my kids out of my life, and then second, take my money. So that's just the first thing women do. No man is going to go out and look and seek out for the richest woman to marry. Women do that. Women don't marry a broke dude. Because
right.
A woman is looking for a man to take care of them. No man is looking for a woman to take care of them. So
hey, but she almost said it. She almost said it.
Yeah. He's supposed to take care of her and provide her the same lifestyle even when he's gone, even when he ain't her husband. So when you moving on to Jacques, Dexter St. Jacques, he's supposed to take care of you and Dexter?
Hey, I knew this conversation was going to get heavy duty. Hey, it's 8:08. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I am hurt, but no one cares. I make real music that no one hears. So sick of life, cause it's unfair. But when I don't play fair, I gotta go in there. Stuck inside a cell with nowhere to go. The one person I wanna call turns on me though. Success moving slow, my life moving fast. I'm damn near 30 with my broke ass. Can't take my eyes off the hourglass. That is when me and the devil clash. I was on the road to riches, but I didn't last. I crashed, of course, cause it's a crash course. Say I have no regret, but that sounds for shit. When I know I'm filled with remorse, so I go to church and try to blend in with the church members. Try to neglect the fact that I be doing what the devil would want. You know the drugs, the sex will protect it. No help care, you know who knows, you could be infected. The truth hurts, but the truth you can't neglect it. What's the perfect picture? My portrait is unperfected. When the music's from the heart, there's no way to edit. I'm not here to entertain you, I'm not Cedric. So if my pain makes you laugh, go ahead, have a ball. Just remember, the karma comes for us all. Nothing wrong with being on the top, but what I'm telling y'all, if you don't do right, that just means you'll have a long fall. So y'all can have to stop, I'ma just stand tall. And if I got luck, come pick me up, I'm falling for.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live, Law, that new joint's called Save Me. It's 7:59 in Miami. It's 8, excuse me, no it's not, 7:59. It's 79 degrees in Miami, excuse me. It's 83 degrees in Atlanta, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. All the way live out of Charlotte, North Carolina, with entertainment and national news at 8:14. It's CeeLo.
Okay, so good afternoon in the morning time for Sunday, June 12th, 2011. Okay, this is going to be short and sweet, okay? Blame it on ADD, whatever. Don't look right.
Okay, right. So let's start with world news. So in the Philippines, the world's shortest man is 60 centimeters tall, like 23.6 inches. That's not even like a two-year-old size. This the Guinness World Book of World Records certified 18-year-old Junrei Balawing as the shortest man alive. He hasn't grown since his first birthday. He's 18 and has not grown since his first birthday. Yes, one more time. The man is 18 years old and has not grown since his first birthday. But his family is too poor to have his medical conditions, you know, checked out. They never had it investigated. But he is in the Guinness Book of World Records. So even little people can do something big, I guess. I don't know. What's the Guinness book? Wait.
We're not laughing at you.
Well, I'm laughing. How about this, though? The Guinness Book guy, the editor-in-chief, asked the gentleman if he had a girlfriend. And he was like, you fool. You don't even ask. Why would you ask a question? He hasn't grown since he's one. There's grown men out here having a problem dating. Okay, yeah. All right. So anyway, that's the world's shortest man. All right. So on this is a happy note, not just funny, but this is a happy note. Representative Gifford, the one that got shot in January, she's still recovering, but they've now just surfaced some photos, have just surfaced today of Representative Gifford. She's sporting her new short do and some reading glasses. But they said that her recovery is coming along slowly but surely, but she will be staying in Texas for her outpatient therapy. So happy recovery, and hopefully everything goes well. Now, over to California. This kind of struck me because a former transit police officer, he fatally shot a 22-year-old on New Year's Day in 2009. Well, he's going to be free tomorrow. The thing is this, that he was convicted of involuntary manslaughter because he claimed that he accidentally shot the 22-year-old. He meant to taser him, but instead of pulling out his taser, he pulled out his gun and shot him. So they convicted him of involuntary manslaughter. So he really only served, it was supposed to be about maximum 14 years, but he only served about 7 months. So I don't know, like, what the justice in that is, but, you know, you can only imagine what color he was. It's not funny, but I'm saying it's real. Yeah. No one black could have got away with that ever, I swear. I just had to add that. Okay, so here's something that I was going to leave alone because, you know, I don't like to be really messy. Because Birdman and Lil Wayne, that Cash Money. Cash Money, you know, they've been hit with, they were hit like two lawsuits last week, pretty much for not paying people for the Carter 3 album. Well, this third lawsuit that has come on the docket is because of copyright infringement. So I couldn't leave it alone. So this is their third lawsuit for Cash Money in 1 week because they didn't get a they didn't get the rights, you know, the copyrights cleared. I mean, excuse me, get any songs cleared for one of their songs on the album. So, like, I don't know what y'all doing over there in Cash Money, but, like, get your paperwork right. Y'all got too much money to let people come and get it for nothing. And that's all I have for you guys. And whatever you do, do it well. Stop stealing people's music.
Get your news articles straight out there in Charlotte. We'll be back. It's 8:19, everybody. We appreciate Entertainment National News coming to us live out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. This joint right here is called Prayer from a Variety. DM Hama Radio Live.
When I rise, I pray for your direction. Please protect me through my day. As I go throughout my day, I continue to talk to you for the steps I need to take. And when I lay my head to sleep at night, I pray for your children's protection. Thinking for the best, so you'll fight for me. And you already won. So I will stay on my knees, I'm alone.
Prayer, prayer. DM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this Empowerment Sunday. Be sure to check us out also on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight we've been discussing prenups and would you sign one? And if she's still on the line, T, I would like to go back to Tita McCatskill, I believe her name is, out of Tampa, Florida. Are you still there?
What was her name?
I think it was,
that was Keela.
Keela McCatskill, excuse me.
Yeah, this is Keela.
Hi, Keela. You made an interesting point earlier, and I just wanted to go back to that. Correct me if I'm wrong. But you made a statement about a prenup that you would want to present to someone in the event that you inherited someone else's property or money that they left to you only because you didn't feel it was fair that your spouse or ex or whoever it may be actually had access to that property or money because it was something that your family member had worked really hard for. You don't think that that other person is entitled to half of that. Can you talk about that a little more?
Yes, because I inherited real estate, multiple pieces of real estate through a grandparent, and that grandparent is still living. They gave it to me while they're still living. In addition to that, a separate grandparent basically made me the heir of their estate. So, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't peanut. So I felt it was my responsibility when their attorney, when their estate planner gave me the information, I felt as a responsible individual marrying someone, I made a decision to marry someone, right? But they made a decision to leave something to me. I don't see the prenuptial agreement anything less than a life insurance policy. I'm being responsible. I want to secure my life, my, you know, my spouse, make sure they're taken care of, and I would hope they would do the same. So a prenup to me is an instrument that's used to help me protect assets where it needs to be protected, and just like a life insurance policy. Something I don't want to have that conversation, but I think as a responsible individual, I should. So I use the prenup as a tool to do that. So when I contemplated being married, I discussed the prenuptial agreement, and they understood why I was doing the form. They understood. Because,
and, you know, I totally agree with that. I know I agree with that, but some of the other people who automatically said, no, I wouldn't sign a prenup, though Mayor, and I believe there was another caller, who said
that,
no, they
Shioma.
Didn't sign it. What,
Shioma, she's
what
still
you,
hanging with us.
So what do you guys have to say about that?
Now, if it's an inheritance, it depends. Like, it depends. It still depends. Like, from a female point of view, because I'm old school. When you marry into a family, it's like you leave your family and you go into that guy's family. So why can't you, if you have kids with that guy, even if he got the property from his parents and you get it, it still end up with his kids. So, yeah, it depends. Like, from a female, yeah, I can see why she would say that. But if I'm a female married into a man family and he's worried about his inheritance, I don't think he should, because if we have kids, our kids will end up getting the inheritance too. So,
but that's who. He may not want to give that stuff to his kids. It depends on the type of lifestyle that the kid may leave. If that kid's not responsible and they don't deserve that, then why would he? He may not
well,
be
whether
that
they,
to the kid.
Sometimes, whether they deserve it or not, I mean, when you have, if it's an inheritance he got from his parents, he can't keep me out of the, like, you know, get a prenup to keep me out of the inheritance because he doesn't know if the kids are going to deserve it or not. But if he got it from his parents, does it mean he got it because he deserves it? He got it because he was a son, because he was their child. So whether my child deserves it or not, the fact that he is my child means that he's entitled to some things. That's the way it is. So,
Shioma,
I
hear a beautiful accent. Where do you originate?
Nigeria. West
Nigeria.
Africa.
Okay.
Yes.
West
and
Africa.
Okay, maybe that's where
Thank
my
you.
Point of view comes in from, because back in the day, I know it's different in Africa now, but back in the day, you know, when you marry somebody, pretty much the woman goes into the guy's house and you run the show. But you know, the guy works and takes care of the house and takes care of you and your children. So if right now, it seems like nowadays you meet somebody and you meet a guy and he's asking you what you're bringing to the table. I don't need to bring anything to the table but myself.
So let me tell you, Shioma, let me just give you from a guy's perspective why it's like that. And you know, I'm probably going to get tomatoes, potatoes thrown at me, but I can take it. I'm tough. Hey, I believe guys come off like that. What are you going to bring to the table? Because way too often we find ourselves in relationships where women only want to really, like, put on the high heels and that be the only thing that you bring to the table. There's a lot of independent women out here. I work with a lot of them. There's a lot of them right on this show, right? I mean, independent can hold it down. You sound like you're independent can hold it down. But way too often, women only want to rely on the bedroom and sex as if that's the only thing that's important in a relationship. It's more than that, you know. So let me say something.
If you meet
chime
a
in,
woman,
brother. Help me, cool.
Know,
help me, help me,
what
cool.
What all about before you propose to her? By the time you meet somebody, you should already know if she's an independent woman or not, if she's responsible or not. But if we're in a relationship, you should have enough respect and know the type of person I am before you propose to me. But after that proposal, don't bring that up prenup because that's an insult. It means that you don't really trust me. You don't know what I'm about. I mean, if you're asking me to marry you, what it means to me is that you trust me and you already know what I'm about. So don't bring that up prenup after the proposal because you're getting your ring back.
What I'm hearing here, that now that the other young ladies brought up where she had an inheritance and she wants to protect that, she doesn't think that if something was to happen that she should lose that through divorce. What I'm hearing here now is a little bit of a double standard coming here. Because, I mean, and I understand that. I think that person that has an inheritance should be protected from if a divorce happens where the other person is saying, well, I want half of that land that you inherited. I want you to sell that land and give me half the money. I think they should be protected. But why is there a double standard for that situation when there can't be a standard where a person says, well, hey, you're marrying me, and I can dunk this basketball 100 times in a game, and that's why I'm about to make this money, and I think I should be protected where, yeah, you should leave with something. And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you can leave with something, not nothing, but the person is saying, no, I'm not going to marry you because of that, because it should be about love. That person's just trying to protect what they've built through their skills. Why is there a double standard for inheritance, but that same standard isn't fit for a person that has skills where they can dunk a basketball or they can write a rhyme or whatever reason they're doing, or just that they would happen to be they manage their money better?
Protection is protection. Why is there a double standard? We'll talk about it after this.
Okay, look, Ma, can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love a menage. Laid up, Ritz Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he likes to be free. And he likes beautiful women around here. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, this rhyme in the party. Can't
fancy, I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night life, the bright light, brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy, maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me. Yeah, and the city so electric, electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven, it's real. Baby, I was born to shine. Baby, it's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Because I feel the same way if I didn't have any assets to protect out of just feeling the need to sign a prenuptial agreement. Again, back to life insurance. I don't necessarily want to have life insurance, but it's necessary. But it doesn't mean I'm planning for my spouse to die. I mean, I want my spouse to die the next day. But it might happen. I mean, it's going to happen. So the prenup, I would sign it either way. If they wanted me to sign a prenup, let's just move it out of the way, sign the form, and keep it moving.
Keep it moving. That's what's good. Keila McCaskill, Tampa, Florida, home mod coach, loan mod coach for home foreclosures, trying to keep you from being foreclosed on. She got the loan mod 101 DVD coming at you. Keila McCaskill, Tampa, Florida. If your fiance asked you to sign a prenup tonight, how would you respond? You know? Would you be offended? Would you just go with the flow? Would you understand? Or would you think they lost their damn mind? 918-889-3926. It's not a problem. It's Sunday, June 12th, 2011. Hey, we're halfway through the year. Yo, it's time
already
to get your house in order. Get your house in order.
Yes, and a lot of people don't understand that once they get their house in order, everything else will fall into place.
No doubt. Everything else will fall in place. Hey, 917-889-3926. Again, Disempowerment Sunday, 20 minutes left in the show. A prenup. Me personally, I really prefer to be head over heels in love with, you know, my fiance, hoping that she is in place to be with me for the rest of my life, to help me to build, to help me to grow. I would hope that, you know, we could establish a relationship that, you know, just without a shadow of a doubt is transparent. And I know she's down for me, so that I won't have to worry about things like a prenup and, you know, what you're in it for. I totally agree with Shioma. You know, I believe that you should know your woman when you propose to her before you even get to that point, not even to want a prenup. You know, at the end of the day, it's something I believe is a little off kilter with the relationship, the fact that a prenup is really a factor. You know, but the reality is, as a successful man myself in business, you know, really, but the crazy part is, I never thought about a prenup prior to Friday night when we decided to talk about this tonight. But as a successful person, I could see the benefit of a prenup. But I would just hope that if I'm going to propose, that I totally know that there's no need for a prenup. But I do see the benefit and understand why someone would want to implement one.
But then, you know what's crazy, though? People that, I mean, like, men or women, well, I say men more so that I've seen anyway, that have money. If a woman doesn't want them for their money or isn't impressed by their money, and they are impressed by their own money, they don't understand why the woman wants to deal with them in the first place. So it's funny that they don't want to, it's like they don't want to deal with women that don't want them for what they feel they're important for.
Well, guess what? The reality is, every real man wants to protect his woman, take care of his woman, you know, and be there. Every real man who works hard and who makes money has already come to the conclusion that what's mine is yours. But the reality is, he still wants to be in control of his money and his assets at all times. I think that's just a part of manhood. So, I mean, the reality is, we already know certain things come along with it. But don't come at me like you want to take what I've worked for. The moment I start feeling you want to take what I'm working for, see, then it might be a problem.
I think people use money to control others, like men use money to control women.
Yeah.
So making sure she doesn't have the money and you're the one with the money is a way to keep her under submission, so to speak, and control her every move. I think
that's
what it is sometimes.
So guess what? If you don't want to feel like you're under submission, get a damn job.
You can come on now, Pete. You know what? Now you already hit with
sometimes as a woman, if you get the woman pregnant, she has to sacrifice her career to take care of the kids. You know, maybe she had a job when you met her, but she will sacrifice I've seen it so many times where women give up
everything
to support their man, and then next thing he's successful, then he will leave her and walk away.
I think independence is sexy.
It is sexy, but sometimes in life you have to make a sacrifice. Sometimes you have kids, you don't want to put your kids in daycare. There's things happening, you can't be traveling like you used to when you're single. Sometimes one spouse will stay home to take care of the house and take care of other things. You're still independent, but you're making a sacrifice as a couple. And most times the woman will end up sacrificing her career to boost the guy up. So if that relationship goes sour, she shouldn't lose everything because she gave up everything, you know, for the family.
Would never ask my woman to give up everything for the family. I like independence. I think it's sexy. Yeah, we'll be right back. Darnell Jones, Love Like This, TM Hama Radio Live.
Like this, rally, you will only show up for me. Like this, whatever you at it, but girl, I can't leave you alone. I know that you've been dealing with these clowns that ain't treating you right. I'm the type of guy that don't make promises. I wanna be the love of your life. Don't be scared.
From North Carolina.
It's cracking, Thelma. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
If your fiance presented you with a prenup, Thelma, what's going down? You gonna sign it?
It depends. It depends. How much money are we talking about? You know, realistically, if he's up and coming and, you know, has a couple of millions, no, I'm not going to sign it.
Right.
But if he's already, like, established and, you know, way up there, I totally understand. They're used to people coming at them and they don't know, you know, if you really like me for me or if you like me for my money, then that's understandable. But if you're just up and coming and you're still on the rise, no, I'm not going to sign it.
But even if he's up and coming and on the rise, maybe he has $1 million in the bank. He doesn't want to say.
No. I'm not going to sign up for one point. No. I'm not going to do that.
If
you have like some hundreds of millions of dollars, then I understand.
Right. But not be a thousandaire. Right. Don't be a thousandaire after you sign a paper.
Exactly. And I heard you say something about you like, you know, you think independent women are sexy. You like it. Most men think that till they meet a truly independent woman. Then it's intimidating.
Yes.
You know? Then your manhood is threatened. Oh, I like independent women. Oh, I think it's beautiful.
Nah, I'm gonna tell
you. I like a woman that pays her own way. Until you meet one that is actually independent.
I've always liked independent women. I've always been drawn to independent, older women, always, ever since I was younger. Be independent. Do you. See, I like things, and the fact that you can buy them, I like that.
Okay, so buy them for you, you mean?
Buy them, period. Buy things for me, buy things for you, buy things for us, because that's how I roll. I buy things for me, things for you, things for us. So it has to be reciprocal. I'm not intimidated by the fact that you're self-sufficient. I like the fact that if I want to go to wherever, you know, we can go on my dime or yours. It's less stressful.
Then you are the exception. You're not the norm. Most men talk about it. Yes, you are. You are the exception. You have to know
that.
Most men just talk about it, but you know, when it comes to real life, they really don't want an independent woman because
you don't want an independent woman.
Men, no, men measure themselves.
Whoa! She answered for me. That was real independent. Let me answer for you. I like strong women because I've came up around strong women, so I'm attracted to strong women, and that's to me that's like a step above independent women because some women are independent but aren't strong. So I like strong women.
I get that. I get. I absolutely get that.
And I'm with the caller though. Men are intimidated. They say they want independent women, they want strong women, and blah blah blah. But the thing is, most of the time, they want to change it because it's a little bit more than what they anticipated.
Exactly.
They don't want you to. I like you to be strong, but don't be so loud. I want you to be strong, but can you be? Can you not? Don't speak for
is
me.
Strong,
or don't,
loud.
Don't make this decision.
In your opinion,
sometimes
strong
can be loud.
Obnoxious.
No. See, when you meet an independent
being
woman, then all of a sudden she's obnoxious. All of a sudden, you know, she wouldn't really talk to me that way if she's only saying that because she has money, because she's independent, because she's, you know.
You want
somebody that will now be more submissive to you, which is somebody that you're kind of more, you know, you're higher than financially. Most men measure each other. They measure their worth by money. That's the bottom line. Women, we measure each other in different ways. Men measure their worth by money. So now, if you meet an independent woman and she's making more money than you are, about the same money, you know, you feel intimidated automatically. You know, you want to restore your manhood in one way, shape, or form. So you go look for somebody else that is, you know, not as financially independent as she is. You know, that makes you feel more like a man. You know, we come from a culture where men feel like men when they're with women that they do stuff for.
Yeah.
It just kind of gives them a boost for their manhood, you know. That's, you know, it's a thing of pride to say, this is my woman, I bought that car, I put her in that house, I did this, I did that, I did this for her.
What's your name again? Where you calling from?
Teresa. I'm calling from North Carolina.
What, you have an accent as well. What do you originate? What's your origin?
Excuse me. I'm from Nigeria.
Nigeria as well?
Nigeria.
Wow,
yes.
That's what's good. Hey, Nigeria's in the building.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Yes.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me, girl? Blow my mind all the time. Think about you now. They got nothing on you, baby. Right. Then baby you appear.
Talk radio show. Talk radio.